A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The assembly condemned Susanna to death, but Susanna cried aloud, "O eternal God, who know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to be, you know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of these things with which these wicked men have charged me." The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, "I will have no part in the death of this woman." All the people turned and asked him, "What is this you are saying?" He stood in their midst and continued, "Are you such fools, O children of Israel, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination, without clear evidence? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her." Then all the people returned in haste to Daniel, and the elders said, "Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age." But he replied, "Separate these two far from each other, that I may examine them." After they were separated one from another, he called one of them and said, "How you have grown evil with age! Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences, condemning the innocent, and freeing the guilty, although the Lord says, 'The innocent and the just you shall not put to death.' Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together." "Under the mastic tree," he answered. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two." Putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Daniel said to him, "Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah, beauty has seduced you. Lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me, under what tree you surprised them together?" "Under the oak," he said. Daniel replied, "Your fine lie has also cost you your head, for the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two, so as to make an end of you both." The whole assembly cried aloud, "Blessing God who saves those who hope in him." They rose up against the two elders, and by their own words, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus innocent blood was spared that day. The word of the Lord. "Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Besides restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side, with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Only goodness and kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. "So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so as they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. And when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and from now on sin no more." The gospel of the Lord. And so, of course, we've heard this gospel a thousand times. We know it. It's quoted all the time. But here, again, they're trying to test Jesus to see if he's merciful, to see if he's compassionate, to see if he'll go against the law. And he takes them up on that. And he says, "Okay, those of you without sin, you throw the first stone." And again, everybody left. And that got to be with us. Those of us without sin should cast the first stone on people. And that's nobody. Nobody here is without sin. Nobody. So we are forbidden to judge other people. We can judge their actions. We can't judge people. We can't. And when you do, you're in sin. You separate yourself from God. I separate myself from God. So then we got to sit there and think, the way does Jesus deal with people? Do I deal with people, especially the sinners, especially the ones that don't go to mass, especially the ones who are another party, political party, especially the ones that don't see things the way I and God sees things? How does Jesus deal with it? He says, "Does anyone condemn you?" "No one, sir. Neither do I condemn you." Then he says, "Go and sin no more." So we must keep our mouths shut unless we say, "Neither do I condemn you," first. Then you can say, "Go and sin no more." But we can never say, "Go and sin no more," without first saying, "Neither do I condemn you." Period. This is the way Jesus did it. This must be the way we do it, or we need to stop calling ourselves followers of him. We follow what we want, but not what Jesus does. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.